Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 35 of The Spiritual Combat, The Most Profitable Means of Acquiring Virtue, and the Manner in Which We Are to Apply Ourselves to a Particular Virtue for a Time. To the previous admonitions, I must add that in order to attain solid piety, dauntless courage and resolute will are absolutely indispensable, where innumerable difficulties and contradictions are to be encountered. Also necessary is a particular fondness for the virtue, which arises from the frequent reflection that it pleases God, is admirable in itself, and is important to man. Furthermore, it is in virtue that all Christian perfection begins and ends. It will be most important to resolve every morning on a strict compliance to the virtue's dictates throughout the day, frequently examining how such resolutions have been put in practice. This formula is directed to the cultivation of that virtue which is the object of our immediate pursuit and of which we are most in need. To this virtue must be referred all reflections drawn from the examples of the saints and our meditations on the life and death of our Savior, which will be of infinite service in this spiritual warfare. Let us accustom ourselves to the practice of both exterior and interior virtues, that we may find the same ease and satisfaction in virtue that we find in obeying the tendencies of our corrupt nature. The acts most contrary to these corrupt tendencies are the most conducive to the establishment of habitual virtue in our souls. Certain portions of sacred scripture, attentively pronounced or reverently considered, are similarly of great efficacy. Consequently, we should be familiar with those texts corresponding to the virtue in question, and employ them frequently, particularly when beset by the predominant opposite passion. Those, for instance, who strive to attain mildness and patience may repeat these or similar passages. Bear patiently the wrath of God which comes upon you in punishment for your sins. Baruch 4:25. The patience of the poor shall not perish or be deprived of its reward. Psalm 9:19. The patient man is better than the valiant, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh cities. Proverbs 16:32. By your patience you will win your souls. Luke 21:19. With patience, run to the fight set before us. Hebrews 12:1. These or similar aspirations may be used. O my God, when shall I be armed with patience as a shield against the weapons of my enemies? When shall I so love thee as to receive with joy all the afflictions thou shalt be pleased to send? O life of my soul, shall I never begin to live for thy glory, glory alone, perfectly resigned to all sufferings? O happy, how happy should I be if in the fiery trial of tribulation I burn with a desire of being consumed for thy service. Let such prayers be offered frequently, as our devotion suggests, and our progress in virtue requires. They are called ejaculations, which, like darts of fire, directed to heaven. Lift your heart heavenwards to the divine goodness, when accompanied by two qualities which serve as wings. The one quality, a conviction of the delight God takes in seeing us labor for the cultivation of virtues. The other, an earnest desire of excelling in all virtue for the sole motive of pleasing him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Scupoli tonight is telling us that we have to pray. We have to pray at set times of the day, which he's going to talk a lot more in, as the fourth weapon. But here he's talking about little spiritual exercises, and he says that we need to have little aspirations, meaning a kind of breath, sort of something you breathe forth to God from your heart. Or they can be called an arrow prayer or a dart prayer, something you send up to God very quickly, something you throw up to God. And why is this necessary? Because if we're going to become patient or obtain any virtue, humility, obedience, magnanimity, chastity, we have to be sending up little prayers to God because we're very weak. And what is it that we're going to obtain by this prayer? Well, one, we're going to obtain a conviction of the delight God takes in seeing us labor for the cultivation of virtues. Are we convicted? Are we convinced? Are we sure that God delights in our trying to become patient or humble or magnanimous or chaste or obedient? Secondly, do we have a desire for excelling in this in order to please him as his servant? Am I convinced that God's pleased in this? And do I desire to obtain this to please him? And if we don't have that, how are we going to obtain it? By prayer. Lord, when shall I love thee? St. Philip used to always say, Lord, I long to love you, but I don't know how. What will it cost you, Lord, St. Philip would say, to give me this pure love of you? So we see Father Scupoli stressing the effort we have to put in, but behind the effort is a conviction and a desire. And a conviction and a desire about for God is a gift. Now, he said something also very interesting at the beginning, that if we're going to obtain this solid piety, if we're really going to be related to God as a child, if we're going to be devout to him, what do we need? We need courage, a resolute will, and a particular fondness for the virtue we're going for. Again, courage, resolute will, particular fondness. These are partly graces. These are gifts. These are something we should pray for. Lord, give me courage. Lord, give me a strong will. I'm very, very weak. And why do we need this resolute will? Because the difficulties and the contradictions are innumerable. The devil is so clever, the world is so biased, and our hearts are so weak that the number of things that can come up against us are almost innumerable. And we're going to want to give up. Totally we want to give up. Unless we have courage. And where is the courage going to come from? From God. We have to ask for that. And now this particular fondness, though, how do we get that? He says, think, reflect, reflect that this patience pleases God, reflect that it's good in itself. Think how important it is to my life, if I'm faithful to my wife, for example. Chastity is pleasing to God. Chastity is admirable in itself. It keeps me from wasting so much time. It lets me focus. And it's important to my life. And then we also have to think that Christian perfection begins and ends in these virtues. And then what does he want us to do during the day? He wants us to get up in the morning and focus on this virtue that we're trying to obtain. He wants us throughout the day to renew our resolutions. Lord, today I'm going to be patient. You think through your day, you see you're going to be tempted, you ask for the grace. Then the day before you go see this person, you pray again. When you're reading the lives of the saints, you're on the lookout for patient examples. When you're going to Mass, when you're doing your meditation in the morning, you're focusing on the patience of Christ in the Gospels. And then to have little scriptures that you've memorized that relate to your virtue. These are the kinds of focus that we need if we're going to grow in holiness. We really got to be focused. But fundamentally, for us to be focused, we need the gift of God in our heart to desire that focus, to desire to be pleasing to Him. And Lord, I cannot desire to please You on my own. Lord, I can only desire to please You. I can only be convinced that You are pleased in my efforts if You give me that grace. Lord, what will it cost You to give me that conviction and that desire? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.